This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and mitigation measures in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi said the conflict is an evolving situation and that the entire world is affected in some form. He emphasized that all efforts must be made to safeguard citizens from its impact. The Prime Minister instructed that all arms of the government should work together to ensure minimal inconvenience to citizens. He also called for proper coordination with state governments to prevent black marketing and hoarding of essential commodities. He directed the creation of a group of ministers and secretaries to work in a dedicated whole-of-government approach. Additionally, he instructed sectoral groups to operate in consultation with all stakeholders. According to a statement from the Prime Minister's office during the meeting, Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan gave a detailed presentation on the global situation and the mitigation measures taken so far, as well as those being planned by various ministries and departments. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry ends this evening. Polling in these states and the Union Territory will be held in a single phase on the 9th of next month. Scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, with the last date for withdrawal set for the 26th. In Tamil Nadu, voting will be held on the 23rd of next month. In West Bengal, polling will be conducted in two phases on the 23rd and 29th. Union Minister for Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy said coal gasification will play a key role in strengthening India's energy security, reducing import dependence and supporting industrial growth. Addressing the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, the minister highlighted India's vast coal reserves of nearly 400 billion tons, placing the country among the largest globally. On this occasion, Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has emphasized that electricity is a fundamental necessity, stressing that ensuring affordable power is essential for access by the common man.
Under the Saubhagya Yojana, we have provided electricity to every household in all villages. Electricity has reached all homes. We are also working to supply electricity to very remote villages near border areas. A few villages are left in mountains and forest regions. For them, a vision called Vibrant Villages has been conceptualized and we are moving forward on that as well.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has urged global leaders to join Israel and the United States in confronting Iran, saying recent missile attacks show Tehran poses a wider global threat. The attacks on Arad and Dimona in Israel injured over 100 people and damaged residential areas. Iran said the strikes targeted strategic sites in response to an attack on its Natanz nuclear facility. Meanwhile, Iran has warned it will completely close the Strait of Hormuz and target regional energy infrastructure if the United States strikes its power plants. Earlier, US President Donald Trump warned Iran of obliterating its power plants if it fails to reopen the strait, giving Tehran 48 hours to comply. Governor of Nagaland Nand Kishore Yadav has called upon members of the Bihari community to take pride in their identity and rich heritage, stated that being a Bihari reflects a glorious legacy that has significantly contributed to the making of India. He said this while addressing the Bihar State Foundation Day celebration at Lok Bhavan in Kohima yesterday. In Karnataka, the transfer of crude oil from the vessel Aqua Titan at New Mangalore Port to the Mangalore Refinery and Petrochemicals Limited Refinery is progressing rapidly and is expected to finish by this evening. The ship, carrying around 96,000 metric tons of crude oil from Russia, is delivering the refinery's latest consignment. And India delivered an exceptional performance at the Spanish Para Badminton International 2026 led by Paralympic champion Pramod Bhagat and Sukant Kadam. Paralympic champion Pramod Bhagat won 2 golds and a silver, including a thrilling men's singles SL3 victory over Nitesh Kumar. Sukant Kadam added a gold in men's singles SL4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.